Well, first and foremost, just to kind of tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to this point where you're at right now.
Yeah, so I am a material scientist, and I teach at Oklahoma State University, where I have for the last 6 years, in mechanical engineering department, and I teach in Tulsa, so I don't have to like go to Stillwater every day or anything, but so I've been teaching there for 6 years. Before that, I worked at a national lab doing research in different materials. Most of my research has been in like metals and how to make them, you know, stronger, more corrosion resistant, things like that, processing methods. But I'm an engineer. I've been out of school since 2016, which is when I got my PhD. And I just last year, as I was doing like in the fall, I had a friend come up and ask me if I would be willing to run for House, you know. And I hadn't really ever thought about that before, but he basically told me, you know, I think you'd have a good chance of winning and you would do a really good job. And, you know, the guy that we've had for a long time has had a fairly liberal voting record in a lot of ways. And so he just said, I'd like you to consider it. So I went home and talked to my wife and we prayed about it. And, you know, in the end, we just kind of figured, I've always said there should be a lot more politicians that don't want to be politicians and would rather be at home with their families. And I figured I better live up to that. We felt obligated kind of to do what we can and try and get more people doing public service and get a few less people doing self-service in government. So that's kind of the motivation for what pushed us over the edge and got us to start doing it. And since then, I've been going around knocking on doors, meeting people, and trying to get the word out. But I guess that's the background for how we got into it.
Well, and then just kind of talk about your overall platform, just kind of what you stand for, and kind of talk about the biggest differences, you know, what we would see from you if you were to be elected come mid-June.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things to me is that I will not take any lobbyist money. And there have been some really interesting things shown by some people at like roadtovictory2026.com is one that I saw. They have these plots that show how much lobbyist money people in Oklahoma have taken, and they show their lifetime Oklahoma conservative index score. And it's not like a perfect plot, but there's definitely a trend where the more lobbyist money people take, the more likely they are to have a really bad conservative score. And the very few people, like in the House or in the Senate, there's a couple, like a really small handful, that have never taken any lobbyist money. And those groups are consistently very conservative in their voting record. And to me, that's a big deal. And in these days, we need to get the word out to people about that, to have them realize that these people that are getting paid by lobbyists to... It does influence their vote, whether they'll admit it or not, but we can show that these are the people that are voting worse with direct data. And so to me, I would like to be beholden to my conscience and to the people I'm representing if I am elected. And that is not something that I think that people that can take a bunch of lobbyist money can say because they have those other influences. So to me, that's a big deal. Other than that, as far as like specific, specific like policy type things, I am a very strong constitutional conservative. I told a group of people last week that if you want to know a quick answer to what I would vote on any specific topic, probably the easiest way to do that is to say, I will ask myself, does this increase or decrease the agency of Oklahomans? Will it make us more free or less free? And so, you know, to give a couple examples, that, you know, if we ask, does it make Oklahomans more free or less free to have abortion, you know, then, well, abortion removes a full lifetime of freedom from a child, you know, and so that's directly stealing the agency of that child. And so with something like eminent domain, right, where we have something where the government can take away somebody's property, well, that's stealing the agency of that person who worked hard to be able to purchase that land and build their wealth and build their, you know, life on that. They have used their agency to get gain in the version of, in the form of that land and that property, and the government should not be able to just take it from them. With like things like adoption and things where they're trying to put restrictions on Christian adoption agencies, or when they're trying to stop Christian counselors or things like that, then from basically acting as counselors to people, they're saying, oh no, you need to go to a specific psychologist who will maybe try and push, you know, gender affirming care on you or something like that, then they're taking away the agency of faithful Christian Oklahomans from getting the type of therapy they want or being able to adopt from a good moral agency or something, you know? Like, a lot of these are, if you take 5 minutes to think about how is this actually affecting the people of Oklahoma, you can figure out, oh yeah, that's good or that's bad or whatever, if you just ask, how does this affect their agency? And as I look through the voting record of the incumbent, you know, this is a big motivator for me, was at the time, you know, this guy voted against the bill that ended abortion in Oklahoma. The surgical abortion is now illegal in Oklahoma. He voted against that, you know. And to me, that one's a complete no-brainer. If you want to call yourself a Republican in Oklahoma, that should not be a hard question of if you want abortion or not. But there's all of those other options I gave, you know, there's a lot of bad examples of his voting record. But my platform would be maximize agency for the people of Oklahoma. And yeah, other than that, I don't know if I could talk about any specific topic if you wanted, but that's...
No, I completely understand.
Kind of a broad version.
Yeah. Well, you know, kind of a final question for me. You know, you talk about you are going up against Representative Stein, the incumbent. You go to the polls, no matter if it's Democrat, Republican, you know, the primary. You see two Republicans, two Democrats, you know, what have you, however many it is. That's what's the biggest differentiator, you think, between yourself and Representative Strom?
I think the biggest differentiator is the lobbyist money. Honestly, I think some of his votes would have been different if some of the money wasn't being poured into his pocket. But other than that, I also just don't think he's a real, what I would call a conservative, based on his votes. And I don't think the people of this district, if they would look at his votes, would approve of them. He has a lifetime rating of something like 50-something percent on the Oklahoma Conservative Index. And, you know, I can see having a 90% if you're like, okay, well, I disagreed on these things, because there are some things that we don't have to agree perfectly on, but 50-something percent, like, that's, to me, that's a big differentiator. And I think this area is one of the most conservative areas in the state of Oklahoma. And so to be able to really represent the people, we need to have somebody, you know, more like a Tom Gann or some of the more vocal, clear conservatives that are in the House. And to me, those are the biggest differentiators. And I think they stem a lot from lobbyist money and different influences like that.
Well, is there any question that I have not asked that I should have asked, possibly?
I guess as far as transparency, I think that's a big deal. Like, I didn't think about that earlier, but one of the biggest things for me is, I said, I'll ask, you know, how does this affect the agency of Oklahomans? Well, if I'm elected, one of the things I'd really like to do is keep a list of every vote that I make and have an open, published, you know, public place where people can find that, whether it's a website that I make or something. I haven't quite got the details of that yet, but where I'll say, okay, here's the vote I made, and here's how this vote increases the agency of Oklahomans. And so there will be a clear reason for every vote that I make, and the votes will be public, even if they're votes in committee. You know, some of the times they try and hide votes in committee instead of the votes that have actually hit the floor. And to me, I would love it if we got more transparency from all of our representatives in some form like that, where they could clearly articulate in a public way, this is why, here's all the votes I made, and here's why I made them. To me, that would be a fantastic boon for the people to be able to see if this person is really representing their values. And so I think that's one thing that I've thought that I'd like to start doing.